Today is May 1st. That means the graduation season is about to get underway at colleges and universities all across the country, sending, of course, another crop of wide-eyed college graduates out into the real world to seek fame and fortune. Some will be more successful than others. Some will be armed with engineering degrees and other high-tech degrees that will almost guarantee them placement in the job market. Others will come out with liberal arts degrees and other types that may make getting a job a little more problematic. Joining us on the WBAL Newsline this morning is Ann Scholl-Fiedler, the Vice President for Career Services at Stevenson University in Baltimore County. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are the big money degrees these days?
Big money degrees. I think the big money degrees that we always see that are coming up year after year are those in chemical engineering, computer software designers, people that are working in some of the health fields, et cetera.
That really hasn't changed in 10 or 20 years, I guess, has it?
It hasn't changed too much. You see a lot of attention placed on the STEM majors, obviously. However, the thing that we have to understand as we're looking at the new graduates coming out into the workplace is that there are many opportunities for students in other areas besides STEM, and there are many students that are graduating from colleges with the liberal arts degrees. So one of the things that I talk to students many times about is it's very important that they understand what their motivated skills are, the things that they're truly passionate about, where they can be utilizing them in industries in which they have an interest, and some of those are industries that are those high money makers.
Mm-hmm. Well, that goes back to this age-old dilemma for college students between following your heart and following your paycheck. I mean, it's never been easy to resolve, so what exactly professional advice do you give to those students when they come to this crossroads trying to decide which way to go?
Right. I think as I talk to students, one of the things that's very important as we talk about this is there's a couple of things to be considering, and that is, like I had mentioned before, what are the motivated skill sets that you really want to use? Those are the ones that you're going to be most successful in, that you're going to be using most of your potential in, regardless of what your major is. So there are some students that may be pursuing degrees in computer science, but if they're not motivated to use those particular skills, mm-hmm. that does not guarantee a job, and that does not guarantee success.
Is there such thing as a useless college degree these days?
I read that report, and I would disagree with that. I would say that the useless degree might be one where a student is studying in a major where there really isn't an interest, and there is not the skill set behind it, and perhaps not the passion, and where a student has not built the experiences that they need in order to be competitive in the job place.
Ann Scholl-Fiedler is the Vice President for Career Services at Stevenson University in Baltimore County. Thanks for being with us on Maryland's Morning News.